This is the Kinky Cast. This is an adult, sexually explicit podcast. If you are under 18 years old, please stop the podcast now. This is a special episode for the Southeast Leather Fest 2015. Here's your host, Woody.
Thanks, Max, and welcome to a special edition of the Kinky Cast. Today we have Lady Catherine from Southeast Leather Fest. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm great. And we're getting all excited for the upcoming 20th edition of Southeast Leather Fest.
It's amazing. 20 years.
You've turned it into quite an establishment event. It is this year in June.
Southeast Leather Fest will happen June 11th through the 14th in Atlanta, Georgia.
Quite a time it is going to be. Kinky Cast was there last year in number 19, and we had such a fabulous time. Lady Catherine was an amazing host.
Thank you.
And this year, there's a new hotel, I understand.
We have changed hotels and gone back to an old hotel under new management. That old hotel, when we were there before, was, shall we say, overly populated with Atlanta Braves fans.
Wow.
Well, the Atlanta Braves will not be playing a home game, and therefore the hotel really will mostly be us. I believe that's going to be a welcome change of atmosphere for us.
So this year you're erecting a vision. How do you see that vision coming out?
It is a continuance of who we have always been. The only tagline that has been a part of us from the beginning is explore yourself. And when we think of erecting a vision, we are not simply looking over our shoulder at the last 20 years of what we have been and who we have been. We are also looking forward for the next 20. We're not done. Holding a vision, erecting a vision, and creating a new way of being is something we will continue to do for many years to come. So we are celebrating where we've been and thinking about where we will go.
For the new people that have never attended a Southeast Leather Fest event, let's talk a little bit about what they would expect to find.
I think one of the most important pieces that someone new should know, mm-hmm. when they hear the name Southeast Leather Fest, so many people say, oh, but I'm not leather. That's right. Not for me. Well, because we're 20 years old, the language changed. When we became, we were fetishist, kinky, leather, MS, DS, and just plain fun. That vision is one that we hold. We have a mix of people. It is not just masters and slaves or dominants and submissives. It is kinky people. It is leather people. It is the mix. And it is one of the few places that these days has not become such a niche society that people can learn from groups they normally might not socialize with. That expectation allows for an openness and a friendliness that might not always be found everywhere. That is the first thing they should expect. When we look at instructors, we have some of the best of the best. One of the most wonderful, fun people, Laura Antonio, who has written the Marketplace series.
What an amazing author she is.
Yes. Her books are incredible. And what is even lovely, Laura Antonio translates off the page. She is witty, clever, fun, and a great smartass. Expect to have a very good time in her classes.
Last year, we had a clip on the Kinky Cast of her talking, and she has a spirit about her when she's talking that she is that little smartass with the little clip comments. And I asked her about her middle-aged leather shirt she was wearing, and she had a great response. She wasn't old leather. And she wasn't new leather. She's a very good storyteller.
I believe she coined the term middle guard. Yes, and that's an awful lot of fun. We have folks from California who have taught for us before, Master George and Slave Bren. They run a tremendous event that will occur this time this year called Leather Heat. They are superb. Master Cecil and Darcy from Florida at the Woodshed will be joining us.
Wonderful man, Cecil.
Mm-hmm. We have a tremendous lineup, and we are blessed with one of the very best photographers in the country who's joining us. Ms. Janet Ryan has been recording history for decades, and she will be teaching for us. She has compiled pictures and a history class that has never been seen in the Southeast. This is not to be missed.
I won't miss that. I'm a photographer, and I will not miss that one.
She's really incredible. She is also one of the most humble people you will ever meet, who truly could very easily claim bragging rights. On a purely fun side, I think one of the nicest additions this year is the Littles pageant.
Oh, that's going to be fun. The Littles were so much fun last year.
Yes, they love camp. Oh, that was amazing. And so this year, they're having their own pageant, and it is not meant to be serious. It is meant to be fun. They will come on stage, tell us who they are, show us a talent, and that could be one line that says, look at me, I'm really cute, I can do pigtails. It is just out-and-out fun. Anyone who joins that will receive prizes. And more importantly, we're going to create a Cards for Humanity that is specific for Littles. And the audience gets to participate in that. It is going to be a blast.
All the audience participation events itself are off the chart. The evenings that you have, the big shows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still laughing from Lauren Barthelman last year. He did the funniest comedy routine.
It was truly, truly awesome. We have heard nothing but praise. You know, last year was a great experiment of would it fly when the audience can vote on half the categories.
Yes,
well,
absolutely.
It more than flew. People love having a voice and participating. And with that, I believe this is how we will do our contest from here on out.
Well, you really set the standard for this. There's no one else doing it.
Thank you. We're very blessed with that. Digitizing and what the modern age offers, it is important. We have to progress and grow. And part of that growth is people must be heard. You know, it's great when we take their suggestions and make an adjustment to programming. But if we're going to say that these people are their title holders, then they must have a voice.
Let's talk about the titles for a minute. This is a real core part of what SELF is all about.
It absolutely is a piece. We are so delighted to offer a brand new title this year as well. Our newest title is called Southeast Person of Leather. This is a title for any gender, any persuasion, and very specifically leather. They will go on to compete at Sin in the City in Las Vegas, Nevada, and they will compete for International Person of Leather. We're very blessed that the winner from last weekend, Papa Bear, will be joining us itself. We're delighted. Our other titles are Ms. Southeast Leatherfest. This is a title for anyone who considers themselves a woman. And that title chooses to set her own agenda. It is important that they have freedom. And through freedom, they get to express who they really are. That, I think, is the best of the best. It gives us variety. That is very similar in concept to Mr. Southeast Leatherfest and Southeast Leatherfest Boy. They're important titles because of the inherent freedom and the recognition of individual personal goals. They do not need to step in and fit a template. They need to step in and be who they are. That will always represent variety, individualism, and we give a lot of voice in our community to being an individual. but we on occasion do not always applaud. And we wish to do so very much itself. We also have the Southeast Master Slaves. This is an educational title for people to represent this style of relationship and to educate others that this is a relationship of consent and not one that is about abuse.
The title holders for this outgoing year, that is Master Kevin and Slave Fairy, visited the KinkyCast studios and talked about their platform and how they are just traveling all the time to spread the word about Master and Slave. And they are a true joy to talk to about their mission. That was great. And also Slave Pat came by and talked about what it's like being an older contestant, some of the things that they have to go through. And that was wonderful. We also had Boy River from the year before, who talked about transgender.
Yes. Even our bootblack, which is Blackjack, has a mission called Get Your Black On. And all of them, as you just stated, look how different they are.
Every one of them is very different, very unique.
Yes. And that's the whole point. That's actually why Self is not settled into a niche. We are many different types of people, and while we may individually judge who we like and who we don't, we do not judge as a whole. The whole part of being part of diverse communities is actually that we welcome each other, and we welcome learning from each other and just simply enjoying. What you talked about with those title holders, their diversity actually does represent well the diversity of Self.
It truly does. And to have them come out and do the mass chapters and move around the Southeast and then even out of the Southeast to carry the mission is so important.
It is to them. And it's lovely that they get to pick. That is one of my greatest joys. Every year when we have new members joining the Self Title family, I never know what's going to happen. It is something that keeps me interested and keeps me educated, where they tell me what happens next. And they are so passionate. What a wonderful thing to see in people, that they're not jaded. They're passionate about what they do and what they believe. And we back them in saying what they really believe. We're not interested in curbing what they would think or telling them they must be a certain way. Let the rest of the world do that. We're kinky people. We're supposed to be about freedom. Let's have that.
Lady Catherine, the one thing I notice is that you empower your contestants. You take their passion and you somehow feed them a power that puts the independence in their blood, and they get out and they spread the word of the leather lifestyle. Everyone I've talked to is the most passionate, involved person I have met in leather.
It's a very generous statement, but I'm not sure I can really take credit for that. Perhaps we are just blessed that people who have passion run for titles. I don't think I'm the chicken that laid that egg. I think I am the farmer that is blessed with lots of farmers. And we're all sowing some form of a seed that we are passionate about.
And you've got some great sunshine that's making it all grow, too.
Thank you very much.
With all these title holders, and they all have their presentations that they give to the audience on Friday and Saturday nights, and then you have the, do you call it a coronation?
No, we don't really call it that, but I am so fond of drag queens that maybe that's the next iteration of Self, that we should call it coronations.
I've been to so many drag queen events that that word was stuck in my head. It has a lot of the flash that those events have, certainly the acts on the stage. They do little skits and they show their message that they're trying to put out. Plus, there is drag queens that get up on the stage and sing and dance. There was a great time last year. I'm sure you're going to do that again this year.
Well, you know, actually, you're well seated in history. When contests actually began, All of this was originally done to entertain, and the contest system really was built on the entertainment of drag shows. They actually did contests to raise funds for charity and to entertain. It has since morphed in many, many, many ways in the last 40 years, but it's not surprising that you would see remnants of where that came from.
Then that makes sense then. The Saturday night event last year, the event started with the delivering of the MC. Ultra Dom Karen was delivered to the stage in a chariot. The Wingnut Herd stables had the most beautiful horses that pulled Karen to the stage, and it was something else.
Part of that group was also the Atlanta Herd. And actually, this year, we will have a couple hours of large pony play where there will be chariot rides and people can pet and find out more information and see a large variety of ponies itself.
There's a lot of people interested in pony play, and you can't get a lot of information to find an event like this. Anybody interested, this is the place to go.
Yes, we will also have a puppy mosh area as well. There will be lots of puppies. We like the puppies. We like the ponies.
The puppy mosh last year.
Awful.
We have some audio on the Kinky Cast on that one. And we did an interview there with the puppy play in the background. And you can hear how fun it was that they would stop the interview from time to time to listen to what was going on the floor. It was so involving. I sat and watched. I really hadn't participated as a viewer. And I was captivated by it.
We have some new surprises for the puppies that I'm not going to announce yet.
Oh, okay.
But it's going to be pretty awesome.
Well, then I will look forward to that. What other events happen in year number 20 this year?
We're going to have a luncheon, and we will be announcing our speakers very soon. We're looking forward to that very much. Instead of doing a barbecue, it will be a Saturday luncheon this time.
Mm-hmm.
There are intensives, where we have a fabulous intensive going to be done by Phoenix Eddie, and that is tremendous. We are going to definitely have play parties on Thursday and a lovely opening. Vendors will be open during that time as well.
Fabulous vendors.
Yes, and there are all sorts of cocktail parties and meet and greet and fun games, and we are going to see if a new tech version of Fun Game is available to do this year. If we can't do it this year, definitely 2016.
Fabulous.
Everyone should get registered by March 15th. Our price is $125, and after March 15th, the price is $140, and registration closes May 23rd. So please get your registration. And we are looking forward to welcoming everyone to our 20th anniversary. And it is not to be missed.
It will be the event of the year, I'm sure, as it was last year. So many great people came out of SELF and in contestants and meeting with the BDSM, SMDS crowd all over the Southeast, spreading the word. It is the Pied Piper going on here. And so I've met so many really great people from last year. Last year was my first event. So I walked in there. I didn't know anybody. And I'm going in this year knowing a whole bunch of people. And it is family.
So let me turn around the question then. Because since last year really was your first time, what surprised you?
The accepting atmosphere that everybody had. I was just walking around. We had a couple of our producers on the floor. We were just talking to people and instructors, and people would come up and they would ask me about what's going on and if they could make comments. And so we had just a number of attendees talk about their experience. And I lit up the sparkle in their eye as they were talking about the thing, the classes they wanted to go to, the people they met, the family feel of the event. And that is the thing that I have to really get across. I felt so welcomed there. The warmness, and to sit in the Friday and Saturday night shows, it was entertainment, but it was all my family. I felt a closeness. We all laughed together. We all cried together. There were some very touching moments in those events.
I think you just said this better than I could have. People might arrive as stranger, but they don't leave as one. And it is one of the aspects that makes us very unusual. We are not the guarded people. We are safe. We are not the people in leather standing in judgment of everyone else. We actually are warm and are welcoming, and we're not so serious that you can't hear laughter everywhere, including in the dungeons. So thank you. I appreciate your answer very much.
Well, and that's what I feel, and that's what I'm looking forward to. I had a boot black experience that I recorded, and I did a, like, we did play by play. It was so interesting to have it explained why they do the things they do. I've had boot blacking before, and it was, you know, you sit down and, you know, it just happens. Every step was explained why they do the things they do and the love that a boot black has with leather. And I never realized it. And so it became such a touching thing to me that when these people are touching your boot and giving this loving cleaning and polishing, right down to looking at how your laces were laced before they started to memorize the pattern so that they could put them back exactly the way they were.
You know, that community is a very interesting community. 15 years ago, everything changed when we began to have boot black titles. And prior to that, believe it or not, for years and years, I taught boot blacking because, if you will, people who were not even identified as a boot black simply had blacking skills, and it was something taught. The identity of boot blacks that came out of this time period as a full force, full on identity, it was a tremendous giant shift. While I loved blacking and I loved teaching it and I was adequate, I can assure you by 2010, the knowledge I had amassed prior to that that was passable, and I was a pretty good black, still am. But do I begin to measure in the least with what is considered a basic foundation knowledge now? No. They took an erotic art form and raised the stakes so high with what they know and what they can do, that truly there is a reason why it is not merely an identity, but an entire community that is tremendous.
Certainly a touching event. And for people that haven't experienced meeting a boot black and sitting down and talking to them, talk to a contestant that's running for boot black and let them tell you the story of a life and how they got there. And it is... It'll have tears, it'll have laughter, and it will certainly make you a friend right there.
Absolutely. I have boots in my life that I only allow boot blacks to touch who are people that I love, and I refer to them as my DNA boots, that the DNA of people I love are in those boots, and even people who aren't blacks, I will allow them to lick them. So every step I take all the love of my world with me. I think there's no better ground to stand on than that, and my boots have meaning.
Lady Catherine, I think we're just getting down to the essence of what the leather lifestyle is. You know, it's the love that is in here that people don't realize. Sometimes I mention that I'm going to Southeast Leather Fest or one of the leather events around the country, and people go, well, I'm not leather, I don't care. It's not that at all. It is a feeling that is so deep inside the people that participate. And just from coming to the event last year, I was brought into it. And I will be at every self the rest of my life because I feel I'm in love with all these people.
That's lovely. I think it's about connection. And I would really say kink connection, that something in there starts You know, not everyone begins this because they want the love. They begin this because they want to get off.
Mm-hmm.
And bravo, good. Self-satisfaction is a good thing.
It's a starting
point.
But
sometimes we move down a road where we start to imbue our actions with our values.
Mm-hmm.
Is it necessary that both happen? No. Sometimes play is just play. And that's what some people need, and that's important too.
Well, you can do plenty of play in the dungeons. There is plenty of people to talk to and play with and get to know. This year, I am showing up with my significant other, and we are going to have a wonderful time interviewing people and just sharing the love and really getting to know the contestants even better this year. And we all look forward to seeing you in Atlanta in June. And give me the dates one more time.
It's June 11th through the 14th, 2015, 20 years of exploring yourself. Come join us in Atlanta and visit our website at www.seleatherfest.com.
Fantastic. And let's erect a vision.
Well, let's erect something.
You have been listening to the Southeast Leather Fest special edition of The Kinky Cast. The Kinky Cast is a production of Rooster in the Round. On behalf of Woody, the Beast, and all our kinky crew, I'm Max.